ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग श्लोक 28 फर्स्ट। मनोरुत्थान पादस्य ध्रुवस्यापि महीपतिः प्रियव्रतस्य राजर्षिरङ्गस्य अस्मात् पितुः। The translation is together, so let's read together the second shloka, 29, which is on the board. Please repeat. Idrishanam matanyesham. Idrishanam matanyesham. Ajasya cha bhavasya cha. Ajasya cha bhavasya cha. Praladasya balishapi. Praladasya balishapi. Krityam asti gadabrita. Krityam asti gadabrita. Idrishanam matanyesham. Ajasya cha bhavasya cha. Praladasya valishapi. Krityam asti gadabhita. Idrishanam matanyesham ajasya cha bhavasya cha praladasya balishapi krityam asti gadabhritam. Idrishanam matanyesham for word. Idrishanam, of such personalities, Atha, also, Anyesham, of others, Ajasya, of the Supreme Immortal, Cha, also, Bhavasya, of the living entities, Cha, also, Prahladasya, of Maharaj Prahlada, Balehe, of Maharaj Bali, Cha, also, Api, certainly, Krityam, acknowledged by them, Asti, there is, Gadabrita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who carries a club. Translation, purport, Bhashila Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. This is confirmed. So this is translation for text 28 and 29. 28 was a list of names, Manu, Uttanapadya, Dhruva, etc. This is confirmed not only by the evidence of the Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Uttanapada, Dhruva, Priyavrata, and my grandfather, Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities, exemplified by Maharaj Prahlada and Bali, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who carries a club. Please repeat. This is confirmed not only by the evidence of the Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Uttanapada, Dhruva, Priyavrata, and my grandfather Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities, exemplified by Maharaj Prahlada and Bali, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries a club. Purport. Narottama Das Thakur states that one has to ascertain the right path for his activities by following in the footsteps of great saintly persons and books of knowledge under the guidance of a spiritual master, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. A saintly person is one who follows the Vedic injunctions, which are the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Guru refers to one who gives proper direction under the authority of the Vedic injunction and according to the examples of the lives of great personalities. The best way to mold one's life is to follow in the footsteps of the authorized personalities like those mentioned herein by Prithu Maharaj, beginning with Swayambhuva Manu. The safest path... The safest path in life is to follow such great personalities, especially those mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mahajanas or great personalities are Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, Manu, the Kumaras, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Yamaraj, Bhishma, Janaka, Shukadeva Goswami, and Kapila Muni. Oma Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Manurutana Padasya Dhruvasya Pimahipati Priyavratasya Rajarshi Angasya Asmat Pituhu Idrishana Matanyesham Ajasya Chabhavasya Cham Prahladasya Balishapi Krityamasti Gadabritam. This is confirmed not only by the evidence of the Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Uttanapada, Dhruva, Priyavrata, and my grandfather, Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities, exemplified by Maharaj Prahlada and Bali, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who carries a club. So the point made by Prithu Maharaj in this shloka and the next few ones is that he's trying to convince his people, his subjects, of the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's saying the main evidence for that is that all these great personalities, they have accepted the existence of such a supreme being. So, if we think about why do I believe in Krishna? Why do I have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even before I am actually qualified to see Him face to face. So, from where is the faith coming? Basically, Prabhupada points out Narottama Das Thakura's song, Shastra, Sadhus Shastra Guru Vakya. Because of these three, we have faith. And out of these three, Prithu Maharaj is emphasizing now the words and the acceptance of the great authorities. Because even if we think in our own lives, if I think about why do I have faith in Krishna? So we may say that Srimad Bhagavatam is there, so I have faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavatam, Krishna says that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam, the Bhagavatam directly states very clearly, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the same thing. So because of the scriptures, we may have faith, but there are so many scriptures in the world. And why do I have special faith in this scripture? Then the question continues, why out of so many scriptures do I choose to have faith in this one? So the answer comes, actually if you think deeply, is because I have faith in Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is presenting the message given by so many acharyas in our parampara. And all these acharyas, the more we read about their lives, we hear about them, we see they're not ordinary people, they are extraordinary living entities. When you see the lives of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Narottama Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, so many great devotees in our tradition. It is so amazing, not only their writings, but also their personal behavior and all that is related to them is so transcendentally, wonderfully, that we cannot not have faith. That is actually the most amazing thing. Because we may doubt in so many ways, so many arguments can be put forward against or in favor of the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the strongest argument is the faith in the words of the spiritual master and the sadhus. Because they believe, then I believe. There are so many things that are beyond our capacity to understand, even by reading Shastra. But because we see these personalities and we understand what they did is extraordinary. So if they, with having transcendental intelligence and being enlightened by Krishna and by His internal potency, if they accept this, then why should I not accept? So this is the argument being put by Prithu Maharaj, that you should accept because all these great personalities, they have accepted. Otherwise, if you just go by intelligence and by arguments, you can argue your whole life. Now, how many great philosophers are there in history? How many great PhDs are there in philosophy around the world? PhDs in philosophy, in religion, PhD in so many things. They cannot understand. Because just by intelligence, just by logic and argument, nobody can understand the Supreme Personality of God. And this is the most basic thing. For a devotee, it so appears to be so simple, just take for granted. Yes, Krishna is God. But for many people in the world, it's not obvious that Krishna is God. And to convince them, no amount of logic, no amount of arguments will convince. What convinces is the faith that one has in the spiritual master. And that faith, if you can transfer to the heart of another living entity, then he will accept. Otherwise, even the most intelligent person, you can put so many arguments. But always there will be someone who will reply with another argument. And you cannot come to any conclusion. So it comes from faith. And then once you accept that, once you have faith in Guru, then you have also Shastra and Sadhus who are confirming what the Guru is teaching. Because if you have only one point for support, let's say you only have Guru, but how can you know that the Guru is saying the right thing? You can never know. If you have one dot, how many lines you can draw through the dot? So many, unlimited lines you can draw in all directions. So if you have only Guru or only Shastra or only Sadhu, you can actually interpret that one, from that one point of reference you have, you can go in so many different directions. But if you have two points, no? Guru and Shastra, for example, or Shastra and Sadhu, these two points, they only one line can go through them. You cannot put many lines, only one line can go through. But still there is one difficulty. You can never know if actually the line is going in the right direction. Because when you have two points, one point may be a little bit out of the position. Let's say you have Shastra and then you have Guru. But the Guru is not a pure devotee, he's a little bit deviating. He's a little bit off of the actual position. So the one line is there, only one line can be traced through that. But still the line is not going straight to the right direction, not straight to Krishna, because there is a little bit of deviation there. But if you have three, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then only you can have one direction going towards Krishna. Because now you have three points, and the third point will verify the direction of the second one. If you have Sadhu, you have Shastra, and you have Guru, if the Guru is a little bit off, then you can verify by the line. It is not going to be all three in the same line. So these three things together, Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, they give us that certainty that we are going in the right direction. And one analogy that came to my mind once thinking about this is it's like a pilot in the airplane. When I was a small child, my father, he was a pilot, and sometimes because pilots, they have to always fly. In the Air Force, they have to always be flying, even if there is no passenger to carry or nothing to carry. But still they have to be practicing, all the pilots, because if they don't practice, they may forget the procedures and then they may cause some accident. So they have a minimum amount of hours per month they are supposed to fly. They have to accomplish that. So sometimes my father would go and fly, but he had no passenger to go, he had nothing to do, just fly for flying. And then those times he would take me with him. And then we were flying, and I would be piloting for some time, no, and have a lot of fun. And he would just basically take off and then land. The rest I was doing. But I was very amazed to see that no matter where I would go and no matter how far I would go, he was always able to come back to the airport. So I was very, for me, that was the most amazing thing. My father is so amazing, he can always find a way back to the airport. And I was thinking, how he can do that? So later on when I grew up, I understood that before flying, he would go into a room full of maps, and through the maps he would plan. He would see the direction, he would see how much time it would take, and he would carry the map with him. So he had the map. Besides that, from time to time he would pick up the radio and he would speak to someone on the radio who was down there on the airport in the tower, control tower. So I understood he had some resources, no, to find the direction. And later on, then this analogy came to my mind that when you are in Kali Yuga especially, you are flying in the dark, no, you cannot see, and we are lost. We don't know the direction, we don't know anything, but we have Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And this can be compared to the maps and can be compared to the person there in the tower speaking through the radio. So sometimes we would go and it was getting dark, or sometimes even it would rain and so many clouds are there. And I would see that you're going in some direction and coming down, down, down. And somehow my father knows that the airport is coming near, and therefore he's coming very close to the ground already. But if you look through the window, you cannot see anything. You only see clouds, darkness, rain. You don't see anything. And just a few seconds before the airplane touches the ground, you see the lights on the landing road. Right? So I was thinking, Kali Yuga, we're all flying in the dark. Maybe in previous yugas, like you see, Prithu Maharaj, he got the darshan of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, they all got darshan of the Lord, even during their lifetimes. But that was Satya Yuga or some other yuga which was more favorable. In Kali Yuga, it's like you're flying in the dark. So you cannot go just by vision. You cannot say, okay, because I see the airport there, so I can go in that direction. No, you cannot see. You're in the dark, and it's raining, big storm. So how can you find? Still you have the maps, still you have the radio there, no? So that means the guru and the shastra are there, and you can follow that. So that map is just like shastra. You look and you see, okay, I am here, and I want to go to such a place, so this is the direction, this is the distance, and knowing the speed of the airplane, knowing the direction, and knowing the distance, you can calculate how long it will take and what the direction to go. And in case you start deviating from the path, through the radio, the person there in the airport can tell you, hey, pilot in the airplane number such and such, you are deviating from the path. So the guru, he can correct us and he can give us guidance in case you are missing the, you are deviating from shastra. So this is there, no? It's available, guru, sadhana, shastra, and you should take full advantage of them. And if you take advantage, then even though we may be in Kali Yuga and it's so difficult, everything seems so dark, but we can be sure, we can be convinced that we are going the right direction. And it's just a matter of time. Most of the devotees, when they hear about when they leave their bodies, no? Throughout their lives, they never had darshan of Krishna that we know. And just in the last few minutes before leaving their body, they get some glimpse. And they express that, and you know that somehow, no, they got the sign, yes, it's time for landing the airplane, the flight is over. So that's Kali Yuga, that's how it works in Kali Yuga. But if we follow Shastra, Guru and Sadhu, then we know we're going the right direction. So that's very comforting, very encouraging for us. And then throughout life, another thing that also gives us faith that you're going the right direction is the experience. If you get the experience through our practice, then that increases our faith more and more. Because spiritual life is actually not about intellectual understanding, but it's about experiencing. So the Bhagavad Gita says, Pratyaksha Vagaman Dharmyan Susukam Kartum Avyayam. Why is devotional service the perfect religion? It's because it's pratyaksha avagamam. It's something you can understand through pratyaksha or direct perception. Avagamam means you can understand that. How? Because you listen from guru, you read in shastra about something. And then you apply that in your life. Right? And after you apply, then you see a result. You have some experience. All of us, why you are here today? Because some days someone told us, you chant Hare Krishna, and you tried, and you felt that there is something very nice happening in my life, there is some nice change. And then if you encourage, yes, I want to do more, so what else can I do? Oh, you can also do so many things, there are 64 items. Then gradually learn about so many things you can do. And as we engage in these activities of devotional service, we get some results. We see that it's working, and then our faith increases. So, Pratyaksha Vagaman Dharmyan is the perfection of religion because we can apply it in our lives and you can see the result. So, intellectually you cannot get that same faith. I have one uncle who is extremely intelligent. He is a scientist and he was ahead of the space project in Brazil. The whole, the government, he was coordinating the whole, how to say? Space program, making making space ships to throw satellites in the sky. So rockets to send satellites to the sky. He was a PhD in physics, in chemistry, so many things, big brain. And one day I was speaking to him and he was saying that is so amazing. The more he was studying physics and chemistry, and he was seeing that actually there is something that is missing their understanding. There's something very mysterious that nobody was able to explain yet, but was behind all the whatever you study, whatever kind of science you study, there is always something mysterious behind that, no? And he could not figure out, nobody could figure out that. And I told him, that's God. He said, no, cannot be God, no? You religious people, you cannot understand, you don't have a scientific mind, therefore, because you cannot understand, you call it God. But we scientists, we don't believe in God. We think we're going to figure out it in the future, no? Now, we still didn't get the point, no? There is a little thing missing. But in the future, we're going to figure out what's that. It's not God. God is just because you cannot understand. No? Superstition. So much intelligence is there. But he cannot understand God. And no amount of argument can convince him. It's very difficult. Then on the other hand, no? There is a small girl in Mayapur, and she was playing in the park. And then one day she's playing, and she's climbing in the roof of some hut or something, and she fell down head first. Many years ago, no? She fell down. And she broke her head, and she was taken to the hospital in Calcutta in emergency, and she had to be operated because the brain was cracked and she was in a very difficult situation. Nobody knew if she's going to survive or not. No? And here in the same time, her grandmother went to Pankajani Prabhu and told him, please, you go and pray for that girl. Pray for my granddaughter because she's going to the hospital now. She had this accident. So Pankajani Prabhu immediately started to do a puja for Narasimha Dev. And the doctors were preparing to start the operation. So she was completely unconscious, her eyes were all red, you cannot see the eyes, all full of blood. So after the puja was finished, and the doctors were just going to start the operation, then the girl stood up, she sat down on the bed, and she woke up, she said, what's going on? Where did you take me? Which place is this? No, what are you doing with me? And then they had to explain to her that you fell down, and you are going to be operated, but now seems that you don't have anything. And the doctor were looking, all the symptoms were gone. The eyes were normal, everything was normal. So what happened, no? And then after they understood that Pankajani Prabhu just finished doing the puja, and she got cured. So then she said, okay, the next time you don't bring me to Calcutta, you straight take me to Narasimha Dev. So she was a small girl, maybe 8 years old. No? And the next year, I came to Mayapur, and then I came to know the story, but I didn't know who was the girl. And I was giving a Bhakti Shastri class, a Bhagavad Gita class, and there are many students there. And one student was a nine-year-old girl, and she was so fixed up, and she's chanting rounds, and she wants to be initiated, and she's coming to Bhagavad Gita class every day. And I was very amazed with that girl, but I didn't know who she is, no? Just in the beginning of the course. So I told this story, just to make the same point that I'm trying to make now. That faith in Krishna, in the existence of the Lord, doesn't come by intelligence, by intellectual analysis. It comes by faith in Guru, it comes by spiritual experience. And so I said, no, my uncle with all his intelligence cannot accept. But this little girl in Mayapur, she can accept Krishna as God. No, if you find this girl, whoever she is, no, ask her if she has any doubt about the existence of God. So everybody was laughing in the classroom, no? And that girl was laughing so much, no? So I said, why is everybody laughing, no? They said, oh, because this is the girl. So, no, it's so amazing. And then that same year she was initiated by Japatak Maharaj, 9 years old, initiated. So much faith, so much determination, Krishna consciousness. Why? Because of that experience. So in our spiritual life, all of us, we get that experience in different ways, no? Different things happen in our lives, and we try to somehow apply what we read in the books, and then we see that some result and our faith increases. And the more we do that, the more that faith becomes steady and comes to the point of absolute faith. Actually, this whole process is about receiving faith and cultivating the faith. When you meet the spiritual master first and he gives you that faith, that's the Bhakti Lata Bij. You receive that seed to cultivate in the heart. And then by chanting, by practicing Bhakti, that seed sprouts and starts developing and growing. And finally, after long practice, it will fructify in prema. That's the fruit. So it's all about receiving and cultivating the faith. And this faith, we see Prithu Maharaj is making his main statement. He's not trying to philosophize. He's just saying, you should believe because all these great personalities, they have accepted. So we should accept. Okay, so we should value our parampara. It's actually the greatest boon to be in such a parampara with so many great personalities that they have realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have understood it, and because we have connection with them, we can also accept. So it's not difficult to follow it's not difficult to believe in God if we have that. And when we want to preach, we have to remember, yeah, it's good to use philosophy, it's good to try to present nice arguments, but you should remember that throughout history, men have been putting forward so many arguments to prove the existence of God, and at the same time, other men are putting forward arguments against the existence of God, and it will go on forever. So actually, the way to convince people is, if we have faith, and we can give that faith to others, then that is the most effective way to convince them. Actually, that's the way I became a devotee. I was not because of some strong philosophical argument, but was because one devotee, he convinced me that, look, I believe in Gaur Nital, that they are God, and why don't you try? No? The situation was that I had already some contact with the devotees, and I was an army officer, and for 1 year I was reading Bhagavad Gita, and I was very interested in the Hare Krishna philosophy and in the Bhagavad Gita. I even started reading the Bhagavatam, but I was still thinking, oh, should I believe in Krishna or in Jesus Christ, or what should I do? And I was not 100% convinced, but I was very interested. So I met one devotee coming from India. He's actually South American, but he was for many years in India, initiated by Lokanath Maharaj. Lokanath Maharaj told him, you go to South America and you do Padayatra. Do Padayatra there. So he went alone. He constructed a car, a bullock cart, with one more devotee from Argentina. So two of them, they made this cart, and then he started alone towards Brazil. He traveled all Argentina. He crossed the border. It was a big challenge to cross the border because they didn't want to allow him to cross with the bulls. He didn't have papers to permission to cross with animals, and something was very complicated. After 1 month camping in the border, finally the policeman got tired of him and told him to cross. So he came to the south of Brazil. He was there with the bullock cart. And just a little before he reached the place I was living, one of the bulls died. And then he was alone with one bull and one bullock cart. He didn't know what to do, so he went to a farm. There's a farm nearby. He asked, can you please take care of my bull? I only have one. I have to get another one to continue. I am doing a pilgrimage for peace. And the farmer said, okay, you can leave the bull here. So he started going around and trying to find help. And to make it short, by Krishna's arrangement, I met this devotee, no? And I told him that, I'm so happy to see you, because after 1 year that I met the Hare Krishna, now I see again another Hare Krishna. In the place I used to live, there was no devotee. It was a small city in the south of Brazil. So I said, I was so eager to meet you again, and I want to ask you so many questions, and I would like to do some service to Krishna. What can I do? He said, oh, please help me. I have a bullock cart, and I don't have a bull. I need to find a bull. And not only that, but the bullock cart is abandoned in the road there, and I just put it, he pushed a little bit inside the the bushes, and he covered with branches to like camouflage. And he said, no, we have to go there and take the cart and put in a safe place. And then I have to get another bull to continue. I said, okay, no problem. No? My vacations are starting 1 week. You just wait, and I'll go with you, and we solve this. So this devotee was there in my house for a few days. And then we went with my car, a small car, no? And I was thinking, okay, we can connect, just like you have these trailers that we connect to the car and you pull. So I had that connection, no? To put a, how do you call it? Leech. Hitch. So the hitch was there, and I had the connector for the hitch. And I was thinking, okay, I'll connect the bullock cart there, and then we can continue. So when we reached the place, I was not what I was imagining. First, it was much bigger than what I was thinking. And it had ditties on top, no? And then it had a whole compartment with big pots and tents and all paraphernalia for preaching and books and everything, no? Big bullock cart. And it had no connection. I was thinking something that for connecting with my car. No connection was there. So, but I had some ropes. So I decided to tie with ropes. And then we tried to take the cart, but very heavy, could not move, no? Because it was in the mud. So then so many people are walking there, some workers are coming to work in the farm, and then they have to pull, to push, and then we put in the road. So in the road it could go very slowly, just like the first and the second gears, no? Very slowly, like 20 per hour, we could move. And then we started moving, and then we went to the farm where he left the other bull. When he came there, there's no bull. So he asked the farmer, what happened? Where is my bull? He said, I don't know. Then he started asking other people, where is the bull? I left one bull here, like 10 days ago. Where is the bull? Nobody knew. So maybe they had a barbecue or something. Huh? Disappeared. So he was very disappointed, no? So we traveled for 1 day in that slow speed, and we reached one place where there was one devotee living, and we stopped for the night. And that city in the south of Brazil, no, this devotee had a restaurant and a small preaching center. But when he saw the car, no, he said, you cannot do that. You cannot go anywhere with the car like this. Because the devotee wanted to go to the farm community in Nova Gokula, which was 1,000 something kilometers away. It's like coming from South India to Mayapur, like that, no? And he wanted me to take him with the bullock cart to Nova Gokula. So this devotee said, no, Prabhu, you cannot do that, no? Because of this and this and this. He gave so many reasons why it would be crazy to try to go with such a bullock cart tied on your car for more than 1,000 kilometers on the highway. So you cannot do that. And he was right. He had so many good reasons why you should not do that. After he spoke for like 1 hour to convince us, don't do that. Then he went into the kitchen and the devotee told me, look, I just want to tell you one thing. You know those two deities on top of the car? You know who they are? I said, I guess they are Chaitanya Nityananda. He said, yes. Do you know who they are? I said, I think they are Krishna. Krishna and Balaram. He said, yes, very good. No? So do you believe that they are actually God? And I said, I think so. He said, if you believe, let's go. If you believe, let's go. And then I said, but Prabhu, you just heard, no? All the reasons should not do that. No, it's crazy. He said, if you believe they are God, let's go. That was his only argument. And I said, not Prabhu, but he said, do you believe or not? I said, okay. Okay, so, but I am an army officer. If I'm going to do that, so I have to do some strategy here. I cannot just go like that. You're going to be caught by the police in the first police station, they're going to catch us. You cannot go like that. It's not allowed. It's not India. No, in the West, you cannot just go like that in the highway. So I told him, let's do one thing. We go at night. We travel all night. And it was night time. We're going to sleep in the house of the devotee, right? So he said, we travel all night. When the sunlight comes, we hide. And every day we can hide during the day and we can travel during the night. So he said, okay, that's a good idea. Let's go. And immediately left. I think the devotee still, up to today, he's thinking, what happened to these two devotees, no? We disappeared. And then we traveled whole night, and because I was tired, So he was chanting very loudly besides me, you know, sitting in the next seat, and he was singing whole night so that I could drive without falling asleep. So when the sunlight came, we went inside a dust road, and we stopped in a farm and we slept. When we woke up, so many people are there, you know, around the car, looking at us. What's that? You know, like some spaceship came from the sky, no? Some big car with some deities on top and all colorful. So he said, Prabhu, wake up, no, you have to preach. So I started doing bhajan. I gave my first Bhagavad Gita class that day. He told me, you speak Bhagavad Gita. And it was so wonderful, because then for 7 days we went very slowly. Every night we would travel and stop and sleep and then have a preaching program and then beg donations and then cook. And then it was wonderful, whole day like that, no? And then we went around and for 7 days we were going. But in the fifth day, there is a challenge, because the car broke in the middle of the night. The bullock cart, one of the suspension of the wheel, it broke, and the cart went sideways like this. So it could not move anymore. So then we look in the map, where are we staying now? And we are near one city. And by chance, the devotee, he met one Brazilian devotee a few years before, and that devotee lived in that city. And he was a truck driver. Very interesting arrangement. So we call him. Actually, there was no phone, no mobile phone even then. I had to walk by foot until the edge of the city at night. And then the first public phone was there. I called the devotee. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, Prabhu, emergency. Please help us. You know, remember that devotee from Argentina? He has a bullock cart. I told him briefly, please come and rescue us. And then he came with his truck and he tied the bullock cart and he took it to his house and he fixed it in his house. And not only that, he said, I know all the police stations on the way, so I'll help you to go around and avoid all of them. Only there is one thing, no? That there are 3 police stations that you cannot escape, because that is the crossing, the biggest city in Brazil, São Paulo. He said, you cannot avoid, you're going to cross the street. But just after you cross these 3 police stations, you reach the farm. So you just have to pray to Krishna and go, no? So we went and he fixed the car and his wife was cooking, she was making cookies for selling, that they used to make big production and sell cookies. So, but then because the devotee was there and they were speaking and she got distracted and the cookies got burnt, a little bit burnt. So anyway, it's time to go. Mataji said, okay, you take all this bag of cookies because I cannot sell them anyway. You take for you and you can eat on the way, no? So we took the cookies and you're going. And he was going ahead in his truck. And he was pointing out the way to deviate from the police stations. And then after 1 or 2 hours traveling, he said, okay, now you cannot avoid. There are 3 police stations, one after another. And you have to cross them. And if you can cross, you reach the farm. So we started and we're singing for the Sinhadeva and Goranitai and everything and we're going and going and going. And then finally the first police station came. So we are singing very loud in the Sinhadeva, but the policemen stopped the car, no? They stopped us and then they said, okay, come out of the car, what's going on? So the devotee, he jumped first with the bag of cookies. He gave cookies to all the policemen. And he's speaking in Spanish to them and saying, this is a pilgrimage for peace, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, and this. And when all of them got prasada, he came back inside the car and said, let's go. And we just left, no? Without giving any explanation. Just left. Amazing power of prasada. Then we went for a while, again, no? Singing and singing, the more faith now because it works. No? So the second police station came, and again the policemen, they stopped us, and the policemen, He was, only one policeman was there, 1 or 2. And then they stopped the car and they are checking my car. And sometimes they have some, like it's nighttime, so only these 2 policemen are there and they're looking everywhere, no? And they're checking my car if everything's all right, no? Do you have all the documents? Show me the light, the right side, the left side, the back side, when you brake lights, so many lights are there, no? You want to see if all of them are working. I said, yes, they're all working. Okay, then he was trying to find something wrong. And I was thinking, this guy, he just wants some money, no? Because in Brazil, also in India, it's like that, no? The policemen, they like some bribe. So he just wanted to get some money. And if he finds something wrong, he's going to chastise me, and then I have to pay something, and then he'll let me go. And then, but he looked, everything is fine, no? He couldn't find anything wrong. The last thing was the fire extinguisher, for fire, for extinguisher, for fire. That thing has to be, you have to charge it every few months. And there is a indicator there to see if it's full or empty. So he looked at it, and it was fine. So he was looking and saying, okay, you go, no, everything's fine, go away. And then I was thinking, but come on, he's checking everything in my car. But in the bullock cart, everything is wrong. It has no lights, has no brake, has no connector. It's tied with ropes, it's a bullock cart, it's completely wrong. But he didn't see. I think just Yoga Maya covered, no? And he couldn't see. And he just moved on to the next place. So finally the third police station came, and that's the final one. So I think just one more time, no? I have to pass through this. And when we were crossing, then the policeman stopped the car, and he told us, "You come out of the car, give me your documents." And he saw, "Oh, you're an officer." But then he looked at the bullock car and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "No, just going to the farm nearby, no, with this bullock cart." He said, "I'm sorry, officer, but you cannot go farther." No, he was a soldier. I was first tenant. So I was much superior to him in rank. But he thought, "I'm sorry, I cannot allow you to go. And you just wait. When my superiors come, you can discuss with them. I cannot do anything now. You wait for my superiors to come." So I said, okay. And I was sitting there in the car, and he told us to wait. And it was like 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we started singing Nrisimha Deva and praying and chanting and everything, and nothing is happening, no? The policeman just went inside his room again, and we are sitting outside and waiting. And I think, you know, it's not possible. After 1 week with so much difficulty, so many challenges, cannot be just caught like this in the last moment. It's not fair, no? Krishna, please, no, do something. And then after half an hour, this policeman came out, and he started asking questions. So, who are you? What are you doing? No, what is this? No? And then he was so surprised to hear that the devotee told him, "My spiritual master told me to come to this country and to do Padayatra, and I made this car, and I came from Argentina, 2,000 kilometers away, and coming here, no, to your country, just to give this message of peace, and this and that," and he started preaching. And the man, he was so moved, he was so touched by that, he said, "But what about the other police station? Nobody told you anything." I said, "No, everybody told you, you can go. No, you go away." So he said, how far did you come from?" He said, "Buenos Aires, which is 2,000 kilometers at least from that place." And then he said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to a Hare Krishna farm nearby. It's just like half an hour from here." Then he said, "I cannot believe, no? You came from so far, and you're so near to the destination, no? Nobody stopped you so far, so I'm not going to stop you either. You go away, but don't do that again." So that was such a relief, and we went quickly to the farm, and we reached the farm Mangalarti time. And when we entered the farm, no, we just jumped in the river, took a quick shower, and went to the temple. And in the end of the Mangalarti, they announced, "Today is Nityananda Trayodashi." Very, very auspicious and very... So the devotee told me, "No, so now you have any doubts about Krishna being God, Gaur Nitai being God?" So I said, "No, Prabhu, I have no doubts. And I want to go back to my regiment now, my headquarters. I want to tell them I want to get released, to just get out. I want to join the Hare Krishnas." So that's how I joined. I went back and I told my commander I wanted to become Hare Krishna. So faith comes like that, no? If we have faith, then we can give it to others. That devotee, he had faith to the point of being ready to take any risk for Krishna. So because of his faith, I got infected by that. And so like that, it's not a philosophical argument, it's not like that. It's actually like fire, you take from fire one piece of wood and you put in another fire. So you take faith from the heart of a devotee and you put in the heart of another person. And that's how you actually preach. Okay, so I'll stop here. If anybody has any question or comments, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Mad Bhagatan Ki Jai.